KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, June 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A federal bill aimed at overhauling college athletics advanced yesterday and moving to the full U.S. Senate after clearing the Senate Commerce Committee. The Protect College Sports Act would grant the NCAA an antitrust exemption, allowing the organization to set nationwide limits on athlete compensation and also enforce standardized rules on transfers and eligibility, including restrictions involving athletes who previously signed professional contracts. The bill also includes provisions that would allow college sports media rights to be sold nationally rather than by conference, a change that supporters say could expand revenue sharing for schools in smaller conferences. The legislation is expected to face further revisions before any potential floor vote and would still be a required approval from the U.S. House and also signed by the president. However, the proposal does not currently have the support from the Big Ten or the Southeastern Conference. Major League Baseball will be eliminating its clock for this year's Home Run Derby, shifting to a new swing-based format as the event moves to Netflix for its broadcast debut. Under the updated rules announced yesterday, each hitter will receive 20 swings in the first round of the Derby. It'll take place in Philadelphia on July 13th. Batters who homer on their final swing will continue to hit until they do not hit a home run. The top four hitters will then advance with the longest home run used as a tiebreaker if needed. Major League Baseball owners proposed sweeping changes yesterday to the sport's amateur system, including banning high school players from signing with major league teams and creating an international draft as part of an ongoing collective bargaining negotiations. The proposal discussed yesterday between the owners and the players would reduce the amateur draft from 20 rounds to 12 beginning in 2027. It would also establish a separate 12-round international draft. Also starting in 2028, U.S. draft eligibility would be restricted to players who need to be at least 20 years old and at least 2 years removed from their high school graduating class. The Players Association strongly opposes the idea, saying it would significantly reduce player earnings and limit opportunities for young athletes. Baseball's current collective bargaining agreement expires on December 1st. Just 8 Major League games yesterday, the most exciting of which was at Yankee Stadium, as the White Sox's Andrew Benintendi hit a pinch-hit grand slam in the 8th inning to win it. The White Sox end a 9-game losing streak at Yankee Stadium, beating New York 5-1. Cleveland's Travis Bazzano hit a go-ahead solo home run in the 7th as the Guardians beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2. The Guardians and the White Sox are tied atop the AL Central, while the Twins are 4.5 games back. Toronto's Brandon Valenzuela hit a go-ahead RBI double with 2 outs in the 9th inning off of Boston closer Aroldis Chapman, as the Blue Jays complete a 3-game sweep of the Red Sox with a 4-3 victory. Bobby Witt Jr. hit the first of Kansas City's 3 home runs last night before leaving the game with a sore knee. The Royals hit a club record 5 doubles in the 2nd inning. They would score 6 runs in the 2nd as they beat St. Louis 14-6. Seattle's Brian Wu would pitch 7 shutout innings as the Mariners beat Baltimore 3-0. Juan Soto hit a pair of solo home runs last night as the Mets beat the Phillies 6-4, and Athletics rookie Gage Jump gave up just 1 hit over 7 shutout innings as the A's beat the LA Angels 5-0. Also this weekend in Omaha, it is the College World Series final between the number 5 seed North Carolina and unranked Oklahoma. Game 1 will be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on ESPN. Game 2 will be Sunday afternoon, 1:30 on ABC, and a potential Game 3 would be Monday nights. And that's Look At Your Sports for Friday, June 19th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.